A Burnaby camp for young soccer players is also inviting their families for crafts and fun while celebrating those who've stewarded the local lands. The city and Hope and Health for Life Society have scheduled the first-ever community camp for kids next Saturday, September 23, as an official kickoff for local events for National Truth and Reconciliation Day. Also known as Orange Shirt Day, the annual statutory holiday, September 30, is meant to give Canadians the opportunity to reflect on the trials of Indigenous peoples in the country's history. As well, wearing orange is strongly encouraged to honor residential school survivors in the belief that every child matters, and raise awareness on the former system's intergenerational impacts. Hope and Health is set to begin with a traditional opening circle in welcoming those in attendance for the soccer camp and activities on site at the Burnaby Lake Sports Complex, BLSC. On the pitch, players and coaches of Natsimat FC, members of the semi-pro League 1BC based in Vancouver, will be on hand for dynamic skills sessions and host mini-games. The club is also owned and operated by Hope and Health for Life Society. Our amazing community coaches will use soccer skills, drills and challenges to build physical literacy, strength and conditioning, the Burnaby camp's description states, noting every player involved will receive a jersey and ball. The beautiful game will bring children and youth together in unity. While soccer commences, families will be able to treat themselves to arts and crafts, face painting, cultural stations and bouncy castles. The City of Burnaby says the camp is for kids aged 3 to 18 and will take place 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at BLSC West Fields No. 1 and No. 3, located at 3677 Kensington Avenue. Registration is required and there is currently a waiting list. Burnaby resides on the unceded ancestral territory of the Xm Theta Kim, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Tsleil-Waututh, Squixwu-7 Mesh-Uxwumix, Squamish, and Kikum, Kwik-Wetlam, First Nations. For more information or to register, you can visit the city's website or Hope and Health's page.